This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
So we were talking a little bit before we start recording, and I had a question.
Okay.
So I've been chatting with somebody and they're vegetarian.
Okay.
How is it with you being vegetarian with a significant other that's not vegetarian? How is it when it comes to food? I was just curious.
So I used to be a very, very strict vegetarian.
Oh, yeah.
So like anal about it.
And then very vocal.
Judgy.
Yes.
Yes. Very judgy, very vocal. So back in the day, I was never going to marry anyone that wasn't a vegetarian, or like they had to become a vegetarian to be, we weren't going to have any meat in the household, blah, 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 blah. But I would like to say, in the recent years, I have chilled out a bit. Namaste.
You've even tried a little bit to see if it was for you. It's not. When it comes to like chicken and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I really just tried chicken for the health and protein wise and then freaked myself out about it.
That's fair. But like, I appreciate that you tried though. You branched out. You were open-minded.
Yes. That's the big thing with the mind, I feel like. I feel like it's more of a mind game
like that block
than anything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just... you're about to eat chicken and then all you can think about is like the birds, chicken, and then them dead. And then you eating that. And that's what really psychs me out.
It's kind of like in my head, like people who do eat meat and then they hear something like, here's some cow tongue or here's this.
Here's a baby cow. You're literally eating an infant cow.
Right. Well, like something like tongue or cheek or brain. You're like, oh my God, I couldn't do that. But anybody else who's been growing up doing that, it seems completely and totally natural and normal.
I don't know. My friend who's been eating meat all the time, I was like, you're eating a baby cow right now? And she was even like, thanks for putting it like that. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, did I ruin it?
Sorry, not sorry. No, but
I will say, I mean, with me and J-Rubs obviously has been a meat eater as his entire life, right? So I met him, he was a meat eater, and I wasn't. I think for him, it's hard because he likes to barbecue and he likes to grill, and mm-hmm. I can never partake in any of that, really.
Unless you grill up some corn and veggies.
He does that, but it's not the same. It's like, babe, I'm making steak. Oh, you can't have a bite. Like, you can't taste how, because guys are like, I make the best burger ever. I'm the best griller. I'm like, okay, but I can't really experience that with him. And I will say, I think we've been to one steakhouse ever together. And I know he doesn't enjoy it because he knows that I'm just like,
it's not as big deal for you.
Well, yeah, but like, what? It's not a turn on watching him eat steak or we've never, and I will probably never go to like a crab shack where they actually have to like rip the claws and dip them in butter and people are wearing bibs. Like, I was scarred when I was in high school with an ex-boyfriend with his family at dinner one time with that. So there is like little things that
you can't do together.
He doesn't enjoy the steak because he knows that I'm just sitting here eating a green salad, right? And I don't really care, but you want to go somewhere where you both can enjoy something.
Like for us who do eat meat, like that would be the equivalent of a vegetarian watching someone eat just like a couple croutons. Like that's what it looks like to us. It looks so sad and little and not filling.
Even if you're like, no, babe, it's totally fine. Enjoy your, whole whatever,
It's a trap.
Like, Yeah, as far as like, I mean, living together and stuff, I've gotten way chill. So, I don't care if he cooks meat, has meat, eats meat, whatnot.
Do you ever do a thing where you're like, you just ate a big old steak, please don't kiss me?
No, but I have like, you know, you just ate beef jerky and I'm kissing you and I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, don't kiss me because you just ate that. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's tasted like a dead animal would taste. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, in my mind, I'm like, weird. So, it doesn't get in the way because I now am not going to let it get in the way.
I would say it doesn't get in the way in a big, serious manner to where it affects the relationship.
Right.
It may get in the way of, like, day-to-day plans or, like, if you go and do something, maybe.
I really do. I mean, and something's a plus, you know? Like, if we're out and he orders meat, I will never want a bite of it. It's all his.
Right.
If we're at, like, a wedding or something and they don't have, like, a vegetarian option, I'll get the meat option and give it to him.
Right.
Right? So, in a way, it kind of, like, he kind of scores. He's
right.
Like, hell yeah, this is all for me. Oh, I get yours, too. Thanks, babe. But I think it definitely would come into play, though, if I was, like, okay, we're going to have a house sold with no meat products, which is what my mom did to my dad, you know, forced him to become a vegetarian. And then we all grew up as vegetarians. So I think then if I was like, babe, you cannot have any meat products in this house, then I think it would become more of a big deal. Or if I threatened him and was like, you have to be a vegetarian now with me. I don't know how that'd go over.
I don't think that would go too well for either of you.
Yeah, I don't think it would either. So...
That actually reminds me, like, talking about that, I was reading a, like, vegan, like, an Am I the A-Hole? Basically, the whole story was that this guy and his wife, they're very meat and potatoes kind of family. Like,
yeah.
They love their bacon. They're, like, in the mid, what do they call it?
Midwest?
I guess maybe Midwest. Like, that general area where they eat a lot of meat and potatoes and all their greasy bacon and stuff. And his daughter's 13 and she comes up and she's like, you know what? I think I want to do vegan. I want to be vegan. Mm. And the dad was like, hell yeah. You know, we'll support you. He like added it to the budget to where they can.
Good
like,
for him.
So they can give her vegan options and all that and cooking like separate foods and made sure she was still comfortable and wouldn't get like weird about food.
Right.
And then one day she sees him like cooking up food in a pan and she or meat in a pan and she's like, no, that's my pan. He's like, well, first off, this pan is older than you, so no, it is not. We have cooked meat on this before. She's like, it's tainted. So he's like, okay, fine, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get brightly colored, you know, special colored pans that are just gonna be for your food.
Wow, this dad is a saint.
Right. And so it's like that way we're not gonna cross contaminate and stuff. And she was getting mad that the dishwasher was now tainted.
Ooh, that's extra. I get the pot thing and pan thing. That'd be something I used to never, like, if you're going to barbecue meat on it, you're not going to barbecue my vegan burger on it,
too. And so she started like, okay, well, we can't have any meat in the house. Like, dairy's okay, like, in the fridge.
Who's this 13-year-old think she is? Damn.
And so the dad's like, whoa, no, we're not doing this. And so he was like, am I the a-hole here? Because, like, my wife is like, well, maybe we should give it a shot. And the daughter's all pissed off.
Well, the daughter definitely, it sounds like it's not just health reasons. It sounds like it's like animal right?
Yeah.
You know, like she became more of like
an activist.
Yeah, rather than like, I'm just doing this, you know, to be healthier or whatnot. So I could see how that could become a whole different type of relationship and situation. With J-Rubs and we don't have any of that at all. I can't, yes, of course, I love animals and whatnot. Like they're fine, but I'm not out here trying to, they're already dead in my opinion. They're already dead. Like, they're either going to be just dead chilling or someone's going to be eating them. I don't know.
And, like, I follow this gal. She's, like, called, I think she's a, I don't remember her exact name on TikTok and Facebook, but she's a vegan forager. So she shows you how to do, like, local stuff. So based on where you're at. So she shows you how you can use dandelions in your food. Like how to make tea
gross.
And stuff. It's not gross. It's like it's food. It literally is food.
That sounds like, first of all, I'm not trying to eat a dandelion. And second of all, that sounds like so much work.
I mean, I ain't
trying to forage for nothing to make it vegan or not vegan.
No, but like one of the things she did bring up, like it's very fascinating. Am I going to go out and forage my food and make like a vegan?
You go kill that cow, girl.
Well, no, she's vegan.
Oh, you go kill those dandelions, girl.
Right. But, like, and she shows you how to make, like, a really cool, like, I think lavender tea or, like, a simple syrup and, like, all these cool things. And it's just for fun.
Oh, I thought this is like she lives off this stuff.
This
is her jam.
I think she does it for videos and stuff. Like, hey, if you guys are curious, this is what I'm doing. Or some of the stuff she's just trying out, and she's gonna make a cookbook or whatever. I think she's just really entertaining, I think. But one of the things that she did point out, she's like, would I rather, you know, people be vegan and buying their food and stuff at the grocery store, or would I rather somebody buy like a local, their local meat and cow, like if they were to buy a cow and eat the meat? She's like, I would rather them do that because they're, it's more sustain, like she's all about sustainability. So it's like sustainability wise, that makes a lot more sense than all these fruits and vegetables coming from other states or even other countries at times. And that's causing more of an impact. You know,
that's interesting because my friend's like an environmentalist or like, I don't know, trying to like save the world and stuff. And she says it's crazy because the number one thing people can do to like help make their footprint smaller or whatever is to not eat meat. And I was like, what? I'm doing so much for the environment and I didn't even know.
And that's, I mean, they, I think they're talking about mass produced meat. But even then, a lot of farms are from like, not a lot, but there are farms out there in many different places that have locally grown, like naturally fed meat. My aunt sells animals, and there's a farm actually not too, like between my parents' house and my house, it's in Arlington, Smoky Point area. They sell like either you can buy the whole cow, you can buy pieces and stuff, but it's all local. I know.
Still, either, and I guess just, I mean, if you just eat vegetables or Beyond Meat or fake meat products, you're doing better than eating the... I was shocked by that answer, though. I was like, oh, I would have never, I would have thought like recycle more or don't litter or, you know, don't use straws. Well, she was like, no, the biggest thing is to not eat meat products. Well, and I was like, wow.
An interesting thing, too, with like the whole straws, like saving the turtles and stuff. It's a... If you go back and take a peek at it, it's a lot of big name companies that I won't be naming big name, but they do talk about how they basically turn the blame on us. They used to do, like for sodas, for example, they used to do glass bottles.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so the way you would do it, you would finish your soda and you would return it and you'd get like, you know, your deposit back. So
you get that 5 cents back.
Right. And so they had a really good system, and that in itself was recycling. They would reuse, clean them, you know, all that stuff and reuse them. But then they started doing the plastic things. Which led to a lot of garbage, both in the creation of it and then after the fact, because people didn't really know what to do with it. They're like, oh, we're just going to throw it away because that's what we do with everything else. And that's what caused a big, massive pileup in, like, just waste-wise. You know how they say we have, like, a huge, like, mass of just garbage floating in the ocean? And it, a lot of these companies are the ones that are causing more damage. But by shifting the blame on us, we don't notice it.
But because we, but I recycle those bottles. Is it different
now?
Then?
We do. Now
we're
recycling.
About like back in the day.
Yeah,
well, they're the Washington is. I know some other places aren't still.
No, but I'm talking about more of the idea of what started this. What started the whole like movement? Like we need to recycle. Like we and ourselves could like recycle and do everything clean living our entire lives, and have like the most minimal footprint on Earth. Not going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
As a single person. And that's the unfortunate thing. It's not until, like, the big wigs actually start doing stuff.
Well, is that going to happen?
I mean, maybe. Hopefully. I don't know. But if you had a daughter that's like, you know what, Mom, because you're a vegetarian, I want to be vegan. Let, like, no more, like, animal products, no cheese, no cottage cheese. No.
Oh, like in the household?
In the household. Like, how would you react? And, like, with J-Rubs as your husband.
Well, I would be like, why don't we go ask your father about this?
And he could be the bad guy?
Because he would be, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I mean, I'm up for a challenge. And, you know, I know dairy products are really hard to digest in anyone who, you know, even is, quote unquote, not allergic. They're just hard to process. So, I mean, it would depend on how I'm feeling in that moment and, you know, how much I want to cooperate, because I mean it does sound like it'd probably be healthy, it'd probably be like a good challenge and whatnot, but also like I'm not trying to have this 13-year-old run my life. Let me have some string cheese if I want it.
Like I mean, bring it. Like I also think it's a presentation. If you're like, hey Mom, can we try this, I want to try this vegan thing, you want to try it with me?
Yeah
I feel like that sounds a little bit less demanding.
And I mean, if she wants to go vegan, she can be vegan all she wants, you know, like that's fine regardless of, you know, whether she's, the whole house is vegan, you know. But Yeah, I would support her in that and then be like, okay, well, let's look at how much all this stuff is and how are you at cooking this stuff? Because it's like, going to be a whole different, rather than just one meal or two meals, if there's a meat one and a vegetarian one, and now there's got to be a vegan one.
Right.
Like,
budgeting and scheduling and kind of meal prepping and planning. Was it my mom would always say when I was younger, it's like, no te voy a hacer los cuatro platos o los siete platos. I'm not going to make your seven plates, like, just to make everyone happy. I'm making what I'm making, you're going to eat it.
That's right. I like that. Okay, oh, yeah. Vicky's, like, mom, put your foot down.
Like, as a kid, it's just like, no te voy a andar haciendo los siete platos, okay? Come.
It sounds so much cooler and, like, kind of not as mean in Spanish.
Oh, no, it was very like, oh, crap, mom's pissed.
Like, okay, I'm just having this one plate, mom, I'm sorry.
Fine, I'll eat it, even though I don't want to.
Yeah, just force it down my throat.
No, but I was just curious to see how, if anybody else, or, I mean, because obviously you are in the relationship both with a meat eater and then you're the vegetarian. If anybody else has had that as well, did it cause problems?
Yeah, I will say I think it would be a lot more problem if I hadn't chilled out. If I was more uptight and anal about it and didn't even like it around me or in the same pantry or fridge as me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, props to Sarah for, you know.
Being more open-minded.
Yeah, wow.
Look at you. But I did want to move on and talk about this one thing I read a while ago, and I really wanted to bring it up because it cracked me up.
Okay.
So we do a lot of Am I the A-hole, the A-I-T-A. Am I the A-hole?
Okay. I was like, wait, what does that stand for?
But do you know what T-I-F-U stands for?
T-I... thinking... I F you.
Close. Today, I F'd up.
Okay, not that close.
But you got the F part.
Yeah. Okay, woo!
But it means today I F'd up. And that's also a Reddit thing where you're like, oh, I messed up today.
Okay, so this is kind of like, am I the A-hole? But no, I was the A-hole.
No, this is like, not necessarily like they did an A-hole thing where it's like, oh, crap, I stepped in dog poop kind of a thing on my way to this and that. Like,
okay.
Just not a great day. So, T-I-F-U, my 20-year-old girlfriend of 2 years, told me that the music I play, and this person's a 25-year-old male, during sex is weird and a major turnoff. And I love the backstory to this because I'm just like, this is interesting.
Is this stuff that you would play?
Not necessarily, but I was just like, okay, let me read it.
Okay.
It's like a little backstory. When I first started having sex, I researched into ways to being better at it as I was a little, you know, stiff and pretty much had no idea what I was doing. And I read online that you can play music and match the rhythm in order to put on a better performance.
Okay, yes.
Sure. Like, you know, depending on the mood of the song that's playing, definitely, like, I feel like...
Oh, I can't do it. Oh, man.
At all?
My dance background comes out, like... You have to be right on the beat. We got to be thrust in the same rhythm. And if that beat drops, you better know when it's going to happen. And then you better double time. You better double time that thrusting. Like, I become a choreographer in my head. And I'm like, and then I just get so annoyed when he's not going on tempo. Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Stuff like that. Like, so I can't do music. Maybe just like, maybe elevator music because it doesn't really have like a thing to it. But like, if I'm doing like any type of other music with lyrics or a real rhythm or any of that, no, I can't.
It's very
not romantic in my mind.
Oh, it gets crazy. Like, I'm the opposite. If I don't have music, I'm all up in my head or I'm like, oh God, like, are they enjoying it? Do I look like I'm enjoying it?
Can
the neighbors hear me? Is that beeping? Is that my car? Like, is my car alarm going off? Nope.
Okay,
nope.
So we could never have sex, Vicky, is what we're saying.
I'll just put headphones on.
Perfect. Yeah, you could have like the silent disco going on, you know,
it's like silent, in your Sarah and I silent bang.
Yeah, that's good. You won't hear me like moan so loud either. Perfect.
I mean, I like that. I've also heard of people talking like guys specifically when you're doing a favor to your girl, like they like do the alphabet, if you will.
Oh yeah, or they spell something out.
I know. I had an ex-boyfriend. He's like, wait, you couldn't tell I was writing you poetry? I'm like, no, I couldn't tell. Like, I'm not sitting there. If I sit there to focus what letter you're doing, I'm not focusing, enjoying it.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to be so like, okay, we're playing a game. Let me figure this out. I'm not going to.
That would be kind of a fun game, though.
It would be a fun game, but like, you're not getting the result you want me to have.
Yeah.
So it's like this person ended up saying There are a few songs to my playlist. However, there is one song in particular, which actually happens to be my favorite, that my girlfriend hates and says turns her off in a major way. I don't understand why it has taken 2 years to tell me she hates that song. It's a good lovemaking song with good rhythm. I feel the way I effed up is I could have possibly asked her previously if she likes the playlist or any songs she'd like to add or change. But to leave it for 2 years thinking our sex life is great, but in her eyes has just been ruined by my music, has left the whole situation feeling awkward and I'm a bit annoyed.
Like every time that song came on, he was like, oh yeah, this is my jam. My hip thrusts are like, oh,
right?
Perfect.
And then she's just like, ugh.
Yeah, hating it the entire time.
It's like, I pretty much played this tune every single time. So the amount of time she must have not been enjoying it when I thought the complete opposite is annoying, but also embarrassing in ways. Not to mention my previous partners, however, they never complained about the song, so maybe it was just her. It's effed up the relationship, to be honest, because sex feels awkward now. The other day we were having sex with no music, but I was still thrusting the tune and playing in my head, and she recognized this and asked me to stop.
Wow.
I thought this song was perfect, and I always thrust along with the tune, and it feels like it gives me the perfect rhythm for doing the deed, and I usually, you know, turn this song on and find it devastating that she hates it.
You could never turn that song on now.
No.
Ever. Because now it's just going to think about how much your girl hated this sexy time.
Apparently he linked the song. Let's see what the song is.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't recognize this artist. It's Hudson Mohawk by Seabat.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm waiting for the commercial.
Oh.
I don't got them YouTube premium.
Dang, I don't. Oh, man. I mean, there's probably like a lot of songs that are terrible. Oh.
Not what I was expecting.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward.
Let's get to the Oh, my gosh. What are we at? An underground rave? Yeah.
Would this be in your dad's boom boom playlist?
Oh, God. Oh, why'd you remind me he has one?
Because it's funny. What is this?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was at like a weird like hipster bar in like Capitol Hill and this was playing and the lights are really dark, I'm like, sure, this would be kind of cool.
Right?
But every single time we bang, this song plays.
This song comes on. Well, I mean, like, he must think, like, okay, there's no lyrics, so it won't be too distracting. Like, it has a dun 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 dun.
So apparently the guy who did this one, Seabat, is a Scottish producer and DJ Hudson Mohawk. So it was both of these guys. Oh, no, the song is Seabat by Scottish producer Hudson Mohawk. And those who have heard the song might be surprised to learn that he produced music for a number of big names in the industry, including Pusha T, Drake, and ASAP Rocky.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, those are big names for sure.
He also incredibly contributed to Kanye West's 2013 LP Yeezus. Yeah, so this is kind of...
And he contributes to this guy's sex life, I guess, every time he has sex.
But I mean, like, why did you
wait? It kind of actually, like, I mean, that's like in my head. I'm like, okay, it's actually kind of a cool song. I don't think I'd want to bang to it, though.
But I'm just picturing the...
It's like two robots.
That's a robot. Like,
yeah, that's what I imagine in my head. Like, they're both robots.
I picture like, like they're communicating at the same time.
Yeah, right? Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's a little awkward. I thought my songs, like, I mean, my songs are at least kind of sexy sounding.
Okay, so you've always played sex then when you... or always played music when you've had sex.
When I can.
Like, okay, so when you were with a significant other, when you were hooking up in your hoe phase, you always play music.
Yes.
Do you ever make it, like, a point, like, you guys are in the heat of the moment, like, just got home, making out, about to do it, and, like, there's no music on? Would you stop to play music, or do you just...
Depends on the guy, because I had my bang buddy that I had on and off for 9 years.
Yeah.
Which we had to now retire that officially, because he's engaged and they're going to have a baby.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so congrats, buddy.
Dang, I'm really retired.
Like, yeah, so we've retired our thing. Proud of him, though. And they're like, because I was so comfortable with him, I'd be like, okay, let me just play something. You get the condom, I'm going to play music.
Yeah, okay.
So that was how I'd always play it off. Or if I could, I'd be like, okay. Grab the condom. One sec. Let me just play a little something. Don't want your roommates to hear, huh? That's not why I'm doing this. Yeah, right.
So you would try Yes. Did anyone ever say no? Mm-mm. Like, I don't want music or anything?
I'm sure there has been, but not like in a hookup. It was probably like, hey, do you like music? Like, yeah, I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't
want
the guy. It's like, I don't really like it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, dear. It's like, do you want to turn on music? And they're like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm like, dang it.
Okay, so what if like you were having a steamy hookup and like there was no chance to like no time to turn on music? Would you like the entire time be like freaking out? Would your mind be all over the place? Would
yep.
you be really? You wouldn't enjoy it at all.
I mean, I'm sure I would enjoy it like 10%.
Wow, you can't just like be in the heat like and just be with that.
I
person.
Could try, but I don't think my brain would let me.
You would just be like thinking about everything or being self-conscious?
Self-conscious.
Oh, okay.
Like I would be thinking of everything, but then mostly being self-conscious. Like,
okay. So you wouldn't necessarily be thinking about like, oh, what do you have to do in the morning or what do you have to do tomorrow? Or get to the grocery store.
If the brain goes that way, it sometimes does. Yeah.
Wow.
And I do have like, especially if I know like things might heat up, I'll like have it open, like ready. Like there is one occasion where I did hook up with a guy. So I hooked up with him many years ago, like once. And then we started hooking up again shortly after, like a few years ago. And so many years passed. And I knew him from high school. And I was like, yeah, these are some of my favorite songs. I really like this song. I'm like, oh, this song's like, it's like so sexy. And because he's a musician. So we were talking about music and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. Like, cause I kept saying a lot of these songs are sexy. And I was playing him the playlist.
Oh.
And he's like, it's like, are you turned on right now? I'm like, yeah.
Were you playing him specifically your playlist to like get him in the mood?
Well, I was getting my, like, I was just, we were talking about music. I don't remember how we got into this topic.
This was your trick.
That was my trick. I'm like, can we do it? We did.
And it worked. The music was already playing.
But I do have like two different playlists depending on what's.
Whether you're trying to get romantic or kinky?
Yes.
Mm.
Like one, I play my,
Yeah, play something from both. I'm so curious.
Sorry, I'm like, Spotify does this thing. It's like at the start of the year, you were listening to Safety Dance. Tap to like, why was I listening to Safety Dance?
Because Joey Deese loves that song.
Oh, I didn't play it for him. Maybe it was on like one of the playlists like my friends and I are both on. So
do the Safety Dance. That can be on your sex playlist. It's okay. You can admit it to us.
Okay, this is like, I think, what was it?
Okay, is this from your romantic or your...
Yeah, this Crunchy. I think I got this from Sage, Sailor Sage.
Oh Lord, this sounds like it was in 50 Shades of whatever.
Rip fast forwarding, all that fun stuff.
Oh yeah, I know this song.
Yeah.
Sounds like a burlesque song.
Mm-hmm. It's like a nice like having a few drinks, like cuddling.
This is so weird. What are we like? I don't know. There's a fireplace.
Yes.
And we have a martini in our glass. And I'm smoking a cigarette.
Cigar, classier.
Oh, man. No, I could not.
All right. So where's my other one? Going back.
Okay, go to the kinky one. The Maybe other one. I can get down with this.
This one's called the Hot Bitch Playlist.
Wow. That perfectly describes me, Vicky. Thank you.
I know, right? I'm trying to think of which one I like the best. Ooh, this is from like a TikTok guy I follow. Like he's a musician too. And I love this song. Like, this is more like feeling more gothy.
Get out the chains, the whips, little bondage type of vibe.
Uh huh.
Get on your knees. Whoa, maybe I like this one. Jeez. Damn, you really have sex to this?
I haven't yet. I just discovered this song.
Oh, really? This is so distracting to me. It's like slightly turning me on, but then I also just want to choreograph a dance with like whips and chains too.
Well, like this is one where I would definitely want to like wear like my stripper heels that I have.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Just like come in and be like, look at my outfit.
Look at my outfit and my whip and your stripper pole.
Right.
Do a little turn on that bad boy to that song.
My new roommate used to be a dancer.
Do you have that up yet? The pole?
No, we're putting it up. I just need help. I can't reach.
Oh my gosh, she could like literally give you free lessons.
Yep.
Because that shiz is not cheap.
Nope. Not
wow.
easy.
Wow, you get that up while she's still living there?
Yeah.
Damn.
We got
I want to come over. I want right. to like, you know, dust off my stripper pole heels.
I'm trying to think of another one that's not so like industrial metal.
Yeah, at the moment, I'm definitely more into your kinky playlist.
Yes.
For sure.
This one's also like, let me turn.
Is this kinky? Oh, no.
Hold on. This is a lot of the times like when I'm getting ready to like dress up sexy.
Yeah, but not having sex to it.
I mean,
does it drop? Does it get?
I think this is definitely one of those like got like a real good buzz going, just like making out like crazy. Not so much like having sex yet. This is like a foreplay type song, or it's just like I just want you right now.
You're gonna have to find the right guy for that. I'm literally picturing. No, God, it sounds like. Like Panic at the Disco or like
what?
303 or something.
Panic at the Disco.
Fallout Boy or I don't. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I got a perfect. I got a couple of Perfect Circle songs on here too.
J-Rubs would probably literally like throw me off of him and not in the fun way if I played that during sex. He'd be like, what the actual F is this? This is terrible.
Has he ever tried to put music on while you guys do the thing?
No.
No.
Never.
Does he not like care about music either during?
No, and I don't think that he, I think he knows that I probably wouldn't be into it. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that I would be way too, like, I'd be not chill. I could not, maybe if I'm a faded, I won't be so like, all right, like, to the rhythm, let's do it.
Some of these songs, I feel like if you got a good, like, for me, if I have liquid courage, like, I need a good, not drunk, I want to, like, clarify, not necessarily drunk, just buzzed or tipsy.
Yeah.
It gives me a little bit more self-confidence to do, like,
oh,
the,
I think, like,
the porn star, like, the porn star-esque
oh, my
vibe.
Gosh, oh, more drunk I get, the more porn star I get, and the more, and I think I look like a porn star, but I probably sure as hell do not, but yeah, I don't do tipsy, drunk, wasted, oh, porn star all day. Sober.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I'm super. Yeah, so we'll see if I get to do the do anytime soon.
Yeah, I would love for you to do the deed to some of your kinky songs because, wow, that seems like a fun night. The romantics ones, I don't know.
Those
do the kinky ones first.
Like, I feel like if we do the romantic-y ones, like, get a good buzz going, too, and it's just, like, more of the, like...
You're straight on making love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which depends on the mood, again. Like, yeah. I'm like, how am I feeling right now?
How much effort do I want to put in?
Am I going to jump your bones, or are we just going to...
Yeah, because I think the kinky one would be, like, way more work. Got to put those heels on. Got to get your outfits out. You have to have a different demeanor about you.
It's like,
making
I'm
love
about
one,
to,
I mean...
About to attack chill. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more making out in the making love one.
Yeah. And probably just laying there. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I still get kind of saucy when I'm doing the making love stuff.
Whoa. But then you got to switch up your playlist. Does that ever happen? You think it's going to be a kinky night, but then you end up just making sweet love. So you're like, oh, got to change.
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
You're probably hopefully like way more distracted than like focusing on the music at that point. Hopefully.
I would like to know what you guys have on your sexy playlist.
Yeah, do you guys play music? We're so different when it comes to this.
Dude, this totally reminds me. The one that drove me the absolute craziest.
Like when your dudes would play it?
No. Like, well, they weren't playing music. It was one of the dudes that I would occasionally hook up with.
Okay.
I went over to his house and I was like, okay, let's, like in my head, I'm like, I'll play music. He loves music. I love music. Let's play some music. And he was watching, like, a show, like, not a documentary, but one of those, like, murder shows.
Yeah, murder mysteries.
But it wasn't even a good one. It was just, like, the one that's, like, on cable or not, whatever's on TV.
Yeah.
He just had the TV on, and I was just like, yeah.
That's funny, because I've definitely done multiple times with the TV on.
I get so distracted.
Oh, I do, too. Well, it's one of those, like, we want to do both, but, like... Like a Seahawks game or something, you know? Like J-Rubs wants to watch a Seahawks game, but I'm like, but I also would like some attention, so let's both win here.
Right. But then it's like you turn over, you're talking about this woman that was murdered, and then he's had mirrors in his room, and so I look over, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, the murder one, if we were watching some, like, Ted Bundy documentary, I'd be like, babe, can we at least, like, put this on pause? Because this is
not
going to put me in the mood.
And also, I want to see what... What happens?
We're going to have to rewind.
No. Like, I will play. I'm used to, if I'm watching, like, an adult video on my phone, I'll put the TV on in the background. But that's because I just grew up, you know, having people live with me. Like, so I it doesn't bother me if the TV's on in the background just because.
Is your adult movie on? Like, can you hear them too?
Mm-hmm. I don't go super loud, but like in my head, I'm like, the neighbors could hear.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I'm sinning. Just like the visual, but
no,
you're both on.
I think I made that comment once, like, oh, you guys don't know the tune to the Pornhub that, like, before little intro song? And everyone's like, no. And then somebody pointed out in the text line, like, because guys don't watch porn videos with audio.
I'm trying to think if I do.
I was like, oh, but I like, I mean, I don't really care when they do the whole storyline thing. It's like, please shut up.
That should be the best part of the audio. No, you're just like the,
Well, no, those are the those are the moaning. I'm talking about like, oh, hey, stepbrother. It's like, please shut up.
No, I know. That's the best part. You just like to hear the moaning.
It's like, I hate when they start talking. Like, please stop like building
up
to the story.
But the acting is so bad.
It is so awful. I'm like, you're giving me the opposite of, you know, turned on.
It's so funny. It's so bad.
Anywho, so curious about all of your specs and details.
Yeah, do you watch porn with the... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Volume on or off? Yeah. Do you have the TV going on in the background?
Are you afraid your roommates or your neighbors are going to hear?
I think I had a very awkward moment where I was like, I'm just chilling. I think I want to take care of my business. But I was also like knee deep in watching furniture refurbishing videos.
Oh,
so I'm like... Can I put this on my tablet, watch an adult video on my phone, and take care of business while watching how she paints this thing?
Vicky, honestly, you could probably get to where you need to go just watching her paint that thing.
I mean, if it's like a table, maybe, when she does a certain motion to sand it off. I don't know.
You've been so into those crafts. I'm surprised I don't turn you on.
Right? Anywho, we'd like to hear from you guys, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.